Now, the rest of the story. Julian Altman could make a violin cry. It had always been his mother's wish that her firstborn son become a great musician. And Julian did. He started playing the violin age 9. Within 2 years, he had made his professional debut from concert master of his high school orchestra to first chair of the National Symphony. The young violinist quickly made a prestigious name for himself in the eastern United States. There were numerous solo concert dates as well. And yet wherever Julian performed amid scores of musicians or utterly alone, the beauty he created was remarkable, and some said incomparable. By 1945, Julian Altman outgrew even the concert stage which had nurtured him. He went solo full-time. He began headlining in New York's most exclusive clubs and distinguished hotels, the St. Regis, the Roosevelt, the Trocadero. He became a favorite of presidents, enchanted the White House with his musical magic under FDR and Truman and Eisenhower. But within the soul of the creator of that spectacular beauty, within his soul lurked a beast, a Mr. Hyde. For Julian Altman, whose towering lyrical violin music captivated audiences for half a century when the music stopped, was rotten to the core. It's impossible to know precisely how and when his private life of dissipation and debauchery began. It happened early for certain, drinking and gambling at first, then rampant womanizing, and then con artistry. Countless nights, Julian's forlorn Russian immigrant mother would search for him in the dens of his incessant iniquity, but he was not to be retrieved. Not ever. So committed was Julian Altman to the bad life that he would sometimes forget his violin and leave it in those dark places and then go searching for it, as his mother had once searched for him. Even back in the 1930s, there were rumors of mob ties. Those were more than rumors. Then in 1985, his conviction for sexually molesting a 6-year-old girl. And subsequently, he was imprisoned. And Julian Altman died in prison only a short while ago. Stomach cancer. But before he did, he called his wife to his side. He told her about a secret compartment in his violin case. The papers in that secret compartment authenticated the violin as a Stradivarius. And newspaper clippings in the compartment told how it had been stolen from Carnegie Hall in 1936. Julian had always said that he'd bought it from a man who stole it for $100 and had played the stolen violin for 50 years. Well, the statute of limitations on the theft has long since expired, and yet even though Julian's widow might have kept the valuable violin, she elected instead to return it to the insurance company which long ago paid the former owner for his loss. They say in Maestro Altman's hands, his instrument spoke, but it never told. He did. For on his deathbed, Julian revealed this one thing more. He described the thief from whom he said he had bought the violin. And describing the thief, he precisely described himself. And now you know the rest of the story.